Larissa, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. And here at the Chamber, it's been a pretty busy month. There's a lot of stuff lined up. Why don't we start with the awards banquet, January 28th. What's going to be going on there?
Yeah, no, we are really excited. It's our annual, 52nd annual awards banquet, or Impact Awards Banquet is what it is. It'll be January 28th, starting at 5 o'clock, and it'll be at the Red Rock Cultural Center there above Swamp Fox. And basically, we are going to recognize the people who have been honored with the 2011 Impact Awards. So we'll have the Business of the Year, the Business Person of the Year, Farmer of the Year, Educator of the Year, Community Service Award, Humanitarian Award, and the Matthew C. Job Pride in Knoxville Award. And this year, we're going to wait until that evening to announce the winners. We want it to just have a really nice element of surprise for the community.
Who's invited to attend that?
Anyone can come. We have tickets here at the Chamber office, and they're $25 a piece. And this year we actually have a really great presenter, and his name is Aaron Thomas, and he is the son of the late Ed Thomas, who was the head football coach for Applington Parkersburg. He is going to be talking to the community about how you can get through adversity and how you can deal with that and still impact those around you.
So. Yeah, he dealt with obviously a very big tragedy with the death of his father, the shooting death, and him and his family were presented with Arthur Ashe ESPY Award in 2010 for their courage.
Yeah, they were, and so not only for that, but just for even the tornado that tore through Parkersburg, they have really dealt with so much there and have really been able to rise above a lot of that. So I think it's going to be a really powerful speech.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, like you said, anyone just come over to the Chamber office.
Absolutely.
Tickets are $25?
$25, yep. And we'll help you out here.
So. And that gets you dinner and the speaker and entertainment for the night.
Just some great, just a little entertainment and some great social time. And like you said, dinner and speaker.
So, all right. And actually starting this Thursday, too, is a new seminar series that you guys are putting on called Expert Edge Seminar Series.
Yep.
And Megan McKay-Ziller is the first speaker at Peace Tree Thursday.
Yeah.
Registration deadline will be Wednesday, tomorrow at 10 a.m. So, but what is this Expert Edge Seminar, and what is Megan going to be talking about?
Sure. Well, first of all, the Expert Edge Seminar Series is just something that the Chamber wanted to set up for our members and future members. Notice I say future members, so anyone can attend this. Basically, what this is a really great way to network within the community and network with your business people, and basically also have just an opportunity to learn a little bit more about ways to grow your business within your office space over lunch.
And Megan will be talking about hospitality, I believe.
Well, it is. Yep, we've entitled it "You Had Me at Hello: The Art of Hospitality in the Workplace." And basically, just Megan, owner of Peace Tree Brewing Company, works at McKay Insurance, and basically just has a lot of background. I mean, you walk into Peace Tree and it looks nice, and you want to sit down and just in thinking about that and then talking with her, that's something that's very important to her. And I thought, what a better way to kick off the month of January in this series than with hospitality. So.
And then how often will this series occur after that?
Right. I'm actually hoping to line up something once a month. So the third Thursday of a month, we should have something going. Granted, we're still working out that schedule, and we've got, the race season to look at, and the Christmas season to look at. But yeah, I'm really, really hoping to have something for every month. And again, the third Thursday of the month. So.
And that's going to be noon Thursday at Peace Tree Brewing, and lunch will be provided with the attendance.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right. And of course, we have different levels of our membership, and so each level has something a little unique. So our traditional members, usually it's about $5 is what the cost will be, and for future members or non-members, it'll be $10.
And that's just going to be lasting about an hour?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then finally, a bigger project too, the Main Street Market is coming to Knoxville, and there's a place right on Main Street. It's where the Chick Boutique is, I believe. And explain what that is.
Yeah, that is... Okay, this is just a really exciting opportunity, too. It's a great opportunity if you are someone who has something special that you want to open your own business for, but you don't want to take the risk. This is for you. And basically what this is you'd contact Elsie Kemp, and Elsie has different spots available, different cubicles available for this market, and you can come in, rent a spot, bring your product, and basically she's got someone to man it for you, and yeah, sell your stuff. So see if it's something that works for you and it's successful for you. And, you know, the hope is to promote entrepreneurship and opening a business of your own someday.
So, and basically you'll just have your material there. You won't have to be there 24/7. Yep. If you're working somewhere else, there'll be someone there to sell your stuff for you.
Yep, that's exactly right. So it's really, again, this is a really big thing around the country right now. And it's really great to have this happening in Knoxville, Iowa. And yeah, this is, again, just a really low risk way to see if starting your own business is for you.
And for people that are interested in that, when do you guys expect that to be open up?
I'm not sure. I think we're looking, or not the chamber, but Elsie is looking at maybe opening up in February or March. So it's shortly. It's coming up. So.
Cool. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to mention today?
Nope. Continue to shop local. That's it.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Larissa.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks, Aaron.